Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello, the Latchman.
So I just wanted to see if there was anyone I could speak to about the private room rental.
Okay, I don't have one.
Right. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
If the room doesn't exist.
Okay, well, you should definitely think about extending the pub and getting one, because then you'd probably have another revenue stream.
Yeah, that'd be great. No, I have a theatre, mate. That's all I have, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Do you think we could borrow the theatre for a private event?
My secondary revenue stream. No, they have plays on. I just wanted to share the stage. And I still don't think they'd be up for that.
Is there a play on Saturday? It's just that I'm captain of the Clapham Falcons rugby team. We want to do our mid-season social there. Just wanted to have a private room where we can lock the doors, drink beers and sort of, you know, wrestle.
I'm afraid that the issue that I have is that I'm highly affiliated with London Media Rugby Club, and I wouldn't want to be seen associating with anyone that is not London Media Rugby Club. Right. I feel that they are the kind of primary SW rugby club.
I don't think they are. Have you heard of the Clapham Falcons?
Oh, no, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They aren't worth a shoo-in.
I think you've got your information wrong. Clapham Falcons is the premier rugby team in Clapham.
No. London Media. You might want to write that down.
London Media. I don't need to write it down. London Media sound like a bunch of snowflakes who work in media and probably on low basic salaries and probably didn't go to the right school and understand the rules of rugby. You want to write this down, Clapham Falcons.
We may not understand the rules of rugby, but we know how to fucking drink. So
I highly doubt it. We've got 15 guys in the Clapham Falcons who are all on six-figure salaries, regularly go out with their clients and drink jars for fun.
Just six figures.
Okay, well, I'd love to see the salaries of this London Media Club.
Okay, well, I mean, just look on the FTSE 500 or something. I'm sure there's some...
What? You're going to find your rugby club on the FTSE 500? Yeah, it's exactly the kind of chat I expected for someone who's affiliated with London Media Rugby Club.
Okay, good.
I've got business to attend to
on a Monday morning, so I'm probably just going to have to go now.
Well, I'm coming down, and I'm bringing the boys, and we're doing bum funnels in your bar for fun.
Okay, well, I mean, I believe it when I see it, mate.
Well, you won't be able to stop us, because we're coming, big dog.
I wasn't going to stop you. No, I was going to welcome it and challenge you.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to debag you. I'm debagging you when I see you.
Hey there, guys. How you feeling? We all know you're struggling with life right now, so we want to give you another case of free beer. How does that sound? To celebrate our great love in the Six Nations, our pals at Beer 52 are offering each and every one of you a free case of delicious craft beer. Simply go to beer52.com/rigbeers, and all you gotta do is cover that meager postage cost of £5.95 to claim your free case of 8 unique craft beers. Guess what? You also get a couple of snacks thrown in for good measure. Beer 52 is the biggest beer club in the world. Each month, their beer experts carefully curate a case of incredible beers from 8 different corners of this wonderful world we live on. So far, members have experienced beers from over 40 different countries, spanning 5 continents, from crisp craft lagers to juicy pale ales. If dark beer's not your thing, don't worry. You can choose the light-only case. So guess what? Go to beer52.com/ratebeers and claim your free case now. That is beer52.com/ratebeers. You're welcome. Ciao, Bella. Enjoy the pod.
More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies. are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 122 of the Rig Biz podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and I'm joined, of course, by a massively over-eccentric and overjoyed, I'm just very, very happy man, Mr. Archie Gerson. How are you, sir?
Return of the chat. Here it is. Return of the chat. I'm back again. Return of the chat. Yeah, I just love to get on the pod. I love going down North Coast Road. I love to have some beers, oh yeah. I call it the lash, but now I'm back again.
Is this the effect the Six Nations
that
has
on really
you?
That didn't really make much sense.
No, it didn't.
I actually love that song. Return of the chat.
Well, it was Return of the Chat, wasn't it?
Return of the Mac. I said Return of the Chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see what I did there?
I can imagine you.
So I just changed one word.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes it so good.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I reckon a lot of people will be singing that this weekend.
Well, was it the return?
They'd be out and be like, return of the chat.
Was it the return of the chat this weekend?
Yes.
Were you in good form on this weekend?
Yes, yes, yes.
What were you doing?
Just watching the Ruggers, mate. And what a weekend we had.
Down Northcote Road, as you promised?
Was down Northcote Road. I stopped off for a few jars pre-Italy Island match in Clapham South. Just have a look. Haven't been around that area for quite some time.
How was it?
Very good, yep. Very good. Probably our most improved area.
Well, okay.
And it just performs brilliantly, Clapham South. It does what it says in the tin. Clapham Common is just flying.
Yeah,
Clapham North really needs some work. We know that it's very close to Brixton Stockwell.
Dangerously close,
You do get some left-wingy, wokey, you know, snowflakes moving into that area. And then Clapham Junction is bread and butter for Clapham. Bread and butter.
Yep.
Was down Northcote Road watching the rugby,
in
the Eagle, and it was bloody good fun.
Were you watching the game with a couple of teammates, a couple of mates?
Yeah. Sent out a message Saturday morning on the Clapham Falcons WhatsApp group saying, listen, boys, get yourself to Northcote Road. We're sinking jars watching some ruggers. And a fair few turned up. It was a bloody good atmosphere. Did you watch the Italy Island game?
I did watch it, yeah.
Unbelievable. Italy, for me, are very much like me in the city. They can score from anywhere. Right. You think about it, in the city to get a deal, most people have to make a phone call, send an email, get a meeting, maybe send a few more emails, have a few more phone calls, and then the deal's done. But me, you know, that's what people love about me. I can just get a deal from one phone call. Pick up the phone call and I can score from there.
You're like the Ange Capuzzo of the city of London.
Yeah, but I'm much bigger, like, physically, and I've got way more experience.
Okay. Well, obviously, the Italy game was a great way to start the weekend. You were down the Northcote getting loose. The rugby was great. Yeah. Italy nearly beat the Irish, which was amazing.
Yeah, it was an electric atmosphere.
And then half four comes.
Oh, my God.
Off we go to Cardiff, Principality Stadium, England versus Wales.
In the pub I was watching it, it was like we're in the Principality. The atmosphere,
was
you could cut it with a knife.
Northcote at that point? Or?
Yeah. In the Northcote pub, the atmosphere is electric.
Yeah,
you had half the pub singing the Welsh national anthem, half the pub singing the English national anthem, and it was fiery. I mean, to play in that atmosphere in the pub would be amazing.
Okay.
But it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And fair play. Obviously, the England team had listened to our song in the week, and they played a bit, mate.
Yeah,
they played a lot more. And Ollie Lawrence, what a boy.
Falcon through and through.
He represents what the England boys should be doing.
Agreed.
Not fearing the pod.
No.
Not saying, oh, I can't come on the pod because I'm worried what I might say. Get on the pod, have some banter, get a call up to England, score in the corner, and do the Falcon. Bloody good boy.
Well,
I'm happy for him, mate.
Every person,
I have messaged him a few times. Hasn't come back to me.
Okay.
But I have messaged him a few times.
Every person.
Over 10 times now. If you are listening, Ollie, can you come back to me, mate?
Well, it's no fluke, Archie, because every single person who seems to come on the podcast, they get a bit of a career hit when they come on.
Yeah.
They start to get international honours, do well, get victories. Obviously, we had Shipman in MMA over the weekend.
Yeah.
Wonderful
Shippers.
Win for him. Duckett doing well in New Zealand in the cricket. And we've got a couple of big names coming in the next couple of weeks, which is going to really help them.
It's interesting because I've had a lot of people from work, actually, can they come on the pod because they've seen the results you get. I've had to tell them, like, you've done nothing really in your life, not sporting. No, I mean, no one's interested. You've literally got about 320 followers on Instagram. I mean, like, what are we going to talk about? And they're like, we've got good banter. I was like, oh, no, yeah, you have got good banter. But, like, I don't think, you know, 20,000 people are going to be interested about you working in an office. I mean, people are interested about me working in an office, but I've got nearly 80,000 followers on Instagram.
So Archie, obviously a year ago, you started the trend of celebrity boxing, influencer boxing, when you, with 80,000 followers, took on Sky Sports, or the old Sky Sports host, Alex Payne O'Payne.
Yeah.
Obviously you lost the fight, sadly, but that's...
Yeah, it was a dubious decision.
Well, was it? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. A lot of people say they want us to run it back.
Well, so it was dubious, but you had big names there, Simon Thomas, you know, Freddie Burns on Looking from the Crowd.
Danny Kerr.
Fast forward a year and we're in Saudi Arabia for the biggest fight between Jake Paul and Tommy Fury. But a trend you started. You must have been pretty pissed off you went on the undercard.
Yeah, I was disappointed not to get a call up, really. And I said, I've actually messaged Payne and say, look, would you be interested in a rematch in Saudi Arabia? I think if we market it well, we could probably make a lot of money. Forget the charity element this time, because we made a lot of money for charity.
No, agreed.
It's about lining our pockets for future investments.
Yeah, it's good.
So I haven't heard back from Payne, but yeah, unbelievable amount of money these guys made.
What did you make of the actual game, though?
I didn't watch it, Cledis.
Oh, really?
You know me, on a Sunday, I like to get between 12 and 15 hours sleep.
of course.
Ahead of Monday, because it's my favourite day of the week, because you know, you've got 5 days to make money.
Yeah.
And I'm up early gymming it. So I didn't watch it, but saw the result, and congrats to them both. It's just good to see two guys with pretty average chat make a lot of money.
Well, talking...
It's extraordinary.
You know, unfortunately, you weren't watching it, but a person who was watching it in a pub in Essex with a porn star... Elle Brooke is also a boxer.
Yeah. You, I follow her work.
I've seen
some of her videos. Surprised. Very talented.
A boxing videos?
On TikTok.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, obviously...
Would she do other videos?
Well, I believe so, yeah. She's on OnlyFans, a bit like Kelly Slezer. I think she's done some with Kelly Slezer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, can I borrow your account to have a look?
No problem. But obviously, he was doing a live watch along with her. His son is Johnny Fisher, whose birthday was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Fisher, good boy.
He's got a big fight coming up in a couple of weeks in Liverpool. But obviously, we're talking about the viral sensation... Big John himself.
Unbelievable. Big John. Viral sensation. Big John.
Yeah, the guy says Bosch and eats Chinese.
Oh, unbelievable. I'm more than excited. I'm sure he's had a phenomenal career and I cannot wait to get him in. I think all we should say is onside, Bosch. Here he is. Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to now be joined by an absolute legend who's really blown up over the last year. A beautiful man. We've had the pleasure of interviewing his son. It's his birthday today. An absolute legend in his own right, Johnny Fisher. But now we get the real deal. Big John, welcome on the podcast. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much. Sorry, I was a bit late coming on. It's just been bloody hectic as always, but it's good to talk to you guys.
Mate, absolutely. Do not worry. I know you're a busy man. I'm a busy man in the city as well. And sometimes I'm running late for meetings, so it's fine.
Has Johnny said nice things about us, John?
He said you've got to go and talk to these chaps because they're nice chaps and they're very funny as well. So he said nice things about you.
Well, yeah, that's
I'm a big fan of Johnny. I'm looking forward to his next fight. He is an absolute champion on the pod, and he looks like he's going from strength to strength. Do you think he will eventually be a world champion?
Listen, that's a big ask because you know, to become a world champion, you need to have a lot of quality, a lot of determination, a lot of luck. He'll try his best to get there, but it's a big ask. You need the stars to align in your favour to get there. So he'll give it his best shot.
Well, there's a guy in my office actually works. I work in the city, Big John. I've been working in Canary Wharf for the last 15 years, but there's a guy in my office who I think in terms of business-wise has been a world champion because the stars have aligned. He's been lucky. He's put in the shift, but now, you know, he's reaping the benefit. He earns a lot. He's got a boat. He's got a boat in Dubai.
Canary Wharf can't be too far from Big John in Essex. Do you ever get down to Essex?
I haven't been to Essex yet, but I hear they would absolutely love me. But you know, I like to stay in Clapham. It's safe for me. It's where I run stuff. I hear, you know, the cheek is in Essex. You know, I've met some in Infernos, and I would be intrigued to go and in you know, go up there and have an inspection. But obviously, I work in the city. There's a lot of Essex guys there, especially in the Ned, and they're great guys. I sometimes don't really get their. I was telling Johnny this. I sometimes don't really get their banter because when you're having beers, I think they call beers packet, which is news to me. But yeah, they're good guys. Good guys.
Packet's drugs, isn't it? It's gear.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought they were talking about getting the beers on. They always say, like, let's get some more packets.
No, packet, I think, is cocaine. So,
right. That makes sense.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm sure.
That makes sense because they were very chatty. They were very chatty.
Yeah.
Big John, obviously, big fight last night between Tommy Fury and Jake Paul. You were doing a live watch along in the pub with Johnny and also porn star Elle Brooke, who's also a wonderful boxer in her own right. That must have been an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it was good. It was a long old night. We got there at 7 and I think we left there just gone 11. So it was a long old night, but it was enjoyable. Something different. Never done anything like that before, so it was enjoyable. I thought the fight before, the Badu Jack fight, I thought that was brilliant. So it was worth being there just to see that.
And what did you think of the Tommy Fury and Jake Paul fight?
Listen, it was good to watch. And people don't realise, you know, they get a lot of hype about it, obviously, because of their following, but they just are two novice boxers having a fight. So people are expecting to see this, to see that. They're both novices. So it is what it is. And credit to both men. You know, they went 8 rounds. And they put a lot of work in to be that fit to do the 8 rounds. So I know a lot of them are getting bad press this morning. But I think people expect too much, obviously, because of the money they're earning. But it is two novices having a fight. So what do people expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you know about me, Big John, but I actually boxed a guy called Alex Payne, who's another podcast host, last year for charity. We had Adam Smith come and referee it, which is a bit, I don't want to go into the politics, but Adam and Alex used to work together and Alex won the fight. I mean, but again, I can totally sympathise because I'm in great shape. But actually getting in the ring is a different ball game because, you know, when you're in there,
don't matter how fit you are, you get in there and start throwing punches and start getting it and you can't breathe because there's no air in the middle of the ring. It's a different level of fitness altogether. Fair play to anyone that gets in and does it. Fair play to anyone that does it.
I'd just say you wouldn't be able to do it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Well, you're just too arty. You don't have you don't have the art, you don't have the heart like me. I'm a rugby player, look at me. Broken nose. I've had it all.
Okay.
Yeah, I wiped the floor with you.
What about Elle Brooks boxing, John? Because obviously I saw a video of her begging for a handful of your balls. But I mean, in the boxing world, do you respect her?
Listen, there's a lot of the YouTubers, influencers, I think are absolute dreadful, should be nowhere near a boxing ring. But Elle, trust me, I've seen Elle train. She puts the work in. You can't deny what she's trying to do. And she works hard. I've seen her have sparring sessions where she get absolutely smashed, but she's back the next day ready to do it all again. So, as I said, if anyone does that and they're willing to put the hard work in and do the hard yards, fair play to them. So, and she is definitely one of them.
Well, Tommy Fury's dad, John Fury, seems like a terrifying man, another Big John. With the kicking off of celebrity influencer boxing, I've heard some rumours that we may be getting the Big John versus Big John showdown, Fury versus Fisher, Saudi Arabia. Is it going to happen, Big John?
Yeah, only Fury versus Fisher you'll get with me involved be an eating competition. I'm not getting in the boxing ring for anyone. So okay. I used to box when I was younger and I wouldn't be able to do it any justice whatsoever anymore. So I'll leave that to anyone else that wants to do it.
Well, that's a shame because obviously, you know, we hear some rumours that John Fury is a terrifying guy. You can obviously put on a mean face and get aggressive. But is John Fury, have you met him? Is he as scary as he seems?
I've met him. He's a lovely man. He's not scary at all. So he's a wonderful man. He's just he just gets irate and he gets worked up with things he believes in. So fair play to him. But when I've met him, he's always been a true gentleman and nothing but respect for the man.
It reminds me a lot of my dad. When he was married to my mum, because he used to get very irate and very upset and seemed quite scary on the surface, but I think it was just being married to her. And then when they got divorced, he seemed a different kettle of fish. Seemed a lot nicer.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah, not to me necessarily. We still have quite a fractious relationship. You know, he sent me to boarding school at 7.
Yeah.
And I rarely see him now. I mean, he's on his fourth marriage now, but, you know, on the outs, you think he's scary, but actually people tell me he's very nice.
Well, Big John,
Dad, if you're listening to this, give me a call.
Big John, you're currently on the It Starts Monday diet, I believe, which, you know, is getting you back into shape. You say maybe you don't want to return to the boxing ring, but it could be there in the future. What diet is it? Like, what does that involve? And Archie, I know obviously you're a self-proclaimed semi-pro athlete. What would you recommend for when you're shredding in off-season? But yeah. Big John, start us off.
I'm just cutting out, eating the rubbish, just having one sort of cheat meal a week to keep me going. I need to have something to focus on for the end of the week. But I'm just trying to eat a bit healthier, just not for anything other than I'm 50 this year, so I want to try and be a little bit healthier going into my 50s. And it's working. I've lost 21 pounds in 8 weeks.
Amazing.
I'm doing it gradually. I've lost weight before so quick, but then put it straight back on. So I'm just doing it at my pace. I've had a chest infection the last few weeks. It hasn't shifted. It's finally shifted. So now I can do a little bit of exercise, go to the gym. and that'll aid, obviously, eating a bit more healthier.
I've got to say, for me, you know, what always works, I mean, I'm in prime condition all the time, so I play semi-professional rugby, but whenever I've had a summer off and, you know, been, you know, getting on the lash, and I come back to pre-season, what I do is I just strip it back. I have egg whites, boiled chicken, and a floret of broccoli every meal. But what I do, just to inspire myself, I like to have those meals at home, and I like to do it naked in front of a mirror, just so I'm, you know, I can see the progress. And if, you know, I am out of shape, it does sort of, I'm looking at myself thinking, you know, what's going on here? And so that's a great way. Actually, every morning I wake up and I, you know, one thing I'd suggest doing is like just exercise straight in the morning. I wake up, I get naked, I do 100 jumping squats, 100 press-ups and 100 sit-ups. Then I have a 15-minute cold shower, and then stand in front of the mirror naked and do some mantras where I just say, like, you know, you're going to be okay, everything's okay, you're not going to cry, and I just repeat that 50 times. Head downstairs, have the egg whites, boiled chicken and broccoli. For whatever reason, if I'm the go, I'll blend that into a protein shake, and even if the chicken's not cooked, and then I'll net that down. And if I do that solid for 4 weeks, you know, I'm in great shape. And I've got the, you know, when you've got the V's here, Big John, we had England flanker Brad Shields. His wife calls those the cum gutters.
That's a bit extreme for my liking. I'm just cutting out eating the rubbish. So I'm just cutting out and doing it gradually.
I mean, Big John, if you speak to Johnny, but I'm more than happy to come and stay for a couple of weeks and we can do it, you know, naked together if you want in the mornings. It's always good to do it together.
We've got an extra large Rottweiler, so you could do it with him.
Yeah, that's okay. That sounds interesting. That would add some spice to it. Okay.
He'd enjoy it. He'd enjoy it, I'm sure.
Commercial break. Archie, some very, very good news for you, sir. Now spring is here. Manscaped are back on board, and it's time for you to sort your bush out.
Mate, good brand.
I
love
know,
it. They're back sponsoring.
They're back sponsoring, but I know you've had a long winter, and so why don't you open up that package,
and
I'm just going to read out quickly.
Yeah,
spring's
finally
here, so it's time to come out of your self-imposed winter hibernation and join the other 8 million men around the world who use Manscaped to sort out their bushes. And what better place to start than the Performance Package 4.0, where you'll find their lawnmower, grab it, trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, the crop preserver,
it's so well presented,
and crop reviver toner.
Oh no, I'm just gonna hold on, look, it's got charge.
Yeah
Okay, well, no. You keep going, because I'm just gonna quickly hold on, mate.
No
I'm just gonna give myself a quick trim.
No, please don't, mate.
No look away, Clovis.
Oh mate, I'm obviously not gonna look. All right, okay, well, okay, I was gonna say start using it, but obviously, but you are now using it. Oh, Archie, what? All right, well, guys, if you want to get your hands on this...
It's just gliding! It's just gliding!
Does it feel effortlessly? Yeah, okay, it's effortlessly gliding for those who can't hear. Anyway, if you put...
I've had razor cloners before that gets you knots and it's quite painful, but this is like spreading butter on toast.
Right, okay. Apparently it's like spreading butter on toast. So if you purchase the package now, you will receive 2 free gifts, the Performance Boxer Briefs and Shed Travel Bag Plus. You will also get 20% off and free delivery with the code RIGBIZ20.
Sorry, Chloe, do you have a dustpan and brush?
Oh my God, mate, what? When was the last time you shaved your butt?
I didn't just do my pubic hairs, I did my inner thighs as well.
That's disgusting.
And my geesh.
Oh my God.
You'll have to clean it up.
Yeah,
mate, I feel unbelievable. It feels like my nether regions have gone for a sauna and a steam. Unbelievable.
Well, I know you've been in hibernation the whole winter. I can see that half your hibernation is on my fucking floor now, so thanks for that. Guys, if you're listening, sort yourselves out now and watch how your luck will change as the seasons go on. Save 20% off.
20%?
And free shipping, plus 2 free gifts with the code RIGBIZ20. All you've got to do is go to manscaped.com and put in that code, plus you get all the free gifts and all the free packaging, everything. Your balls will thank you.
That is a bloody good advert, because I've actually used the product during the advert and it's been unbelievable. Can you pass the ball deodorant? I love moisturising afterwards.
Big John, talking about rugby, obviously you've become a hero in many different mediums, but it seems every professional rugby player in Europe right now wants you know, doing videos, shout-outs for them. You've been hosting England's TikTok channel at Twickenham a couple of weeks ago. How was that experience? I mean, are you a rugby fan? And, you know, are you in love with the Six Nations right now?
Listen, I'm a big rugby fan. I don't profess to be, like, still don't know all the rules, but I've just enjoyed rugby growing up. And thankfully I've been asked to be an ambassador for England rugby, so I've got massive respect for every rugby player, what they do, and it's just been brilliant. I mean, I've had a lot of interaction with the Irish rugby team as well. Like, they've been sending me messages from the dressing rooms straight after the games, and we're going to go to Dublin. We do a big John Charlie sit down, and we're going to go to Dublin and film film with the England, with the Irish rugby team over there. And once the Six Nations is over, we're going to have most of the England rugby team around our house. So can't tell you how chuffed we are with that and how honoured it is to talk to these guys on a daily basis. Crazy, to be honest. It's crazy. But, you know, the Six Nations has been brilliant. You know, any team can beat anyone else at the moment. And it's just, that's how it should be, really. You know, yeah. The best team will always end up on the top of the pile. But it's just great entertainment. So it's good to see.
Well, obviously, Big John, you come from a boxing and football background. And obviously, rugby at the moment is looking to grow its demographic, get more people in involved in it. Do you think it's doing that? Can you see it crossing over, or do you think it's still got quite a lot of work to do? And I know you don't know all the rules necessarily, but obviously seems like you've come to it from, you know, them asking you to ambassador. I know Johnny played it a little bit, but do you think it can take some audience? You know, maybe Essex, where it's not massively in football, obviously, and boxing are primary sports. Do you think it can do that?
That's a good point. As I say, I've always liked rugby. Johnny went to Exeter Uni, played for the uni there, done a bit of training with the Exeter Chiefs. And I am a non-traditional rugby man, I suppose. You know, a lot of rugby's like sort of upper middle, upper class. We're working class sort of background. But I can appreciate everything what goes on in rugby. And you're right, I could attract new people to the sport. Johnny could attract new people to the sport, as we sort of done with boxing in a way. You know, a lot of Johnny's fans in boxing are not traditional boxing fans. As long as we all come together there and we all support England, that's the most important thing, and make as much noise as possible and cheer the lads on. That's the important thing.
Yeah, anyone can come and watch it, as long as you're not a snowflake and you're woke, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I think there's plenty of them about on the mainstream media at the minute, so we leave them to themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Big John, we did see you have a fight with that lady and that gentleman from Just Stop Oil. We had them on the podcast recently. They did leave the podcast and, you know, we got into a bit of a shouting match. But, I mean, how frustrated were you when you were stuck in the M25 for 4 hours?
I've got no problem with people protesting. I've got no problem with people with different views with myself. But when you deliberately go out and stop normal working people from doing their jobs, I just think it's the totally wrong course of action. And what I get with these people, I can't stand hypocrites. If these people were living in trees or living without electricity or living without oil, I could appreciate and respect what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I think the young lady who was on top of the gantry, I think she's got more cars than what I've got, drives bigger cars than me. I just can't stand hypocrites. So if you're going to preach to me about a different way of life, at least live that different way of life. That's my point.
Yeah, because I always thought they were the kind of guys that just ate grass, played frisbee, and lived in trees. And it turns out they're all living in houses.
They're not. They're living mansions in Surrey or Hampstead, and they're trying to preach to everybody else.
I went to school with two of them.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, two of their dads work in banking.
Fucking hell, really?
Yeah, joke.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If people want to live that life, fair play to them. But don't be a hypocrite.
And don't come to Twickenham.
Don't preach to people. Come to Twickenham, as long as they're supporting England, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Talking about...
Make sure you bike over to Twickenham. Don't use public transport or trains.
Talking about a change of life, John. Over the last 18 months, your life has just completely gone 360 and then some. It's gone completely crazy. 2 million followers on TikTok. Can you tell us how you became this viral superstar?
Listen, nothing was ever planned. I was in a cath, surprisingly, and I came out of the cath one day and someone came running after me. Big John, can I have your photo? And I said, oh, why do you want my photo? Is it because of Johnny, obviously, being a boxer? And they went, who's Johnny? And I said, well, can I ask you, why do you want my photo? They said, you're on TikTok. I didn't even know I was on TikTok. So our middle son, Henry, used to just film me eating without me knowing, putting it on TikTok. And then one or two videos we done where I'm ordering Chinese sort of went viral, and it's just gone from there. So it's absolute madness, but I'm just a normal bloke, a normal family man, and it is enjoyable. It is good to have people coming up and recognising you, but it is just madness. But there you go. Stranger things have happened.
Big John, obviously we had Johnny on the pod, and he sort of explained that, you know, you're going to these nightclubs for these like meet and greets, and people are saying they wish you were there. Their father, and it, all in all, the reaction is pretty positive. It must be an extraordinary feeling that you sort of you are famous just for saying, you know, ordering Chinese and saying Bosch. It must be something about your personality that really gets people.
I think when they see us ordering Chinese sitting at home, a lot of people can relate to that. You know, you're waiting for your takeaway on a Saturday night or Friday night. A lot of people can relate to that. And obviously, a lot of people have took to it. Listen, it is just madness. You turn up at nightclubs and there's like queues for hours, 2 hours for people to see me. And I still don't get it, if I'm being truthful, you know. But listen, I'll be polite and kind to people as best I can. So long may it continue, because it won't last forever. These fads come and go. I'll enjoy it while it's there.
Have you ever had times where it's quite annoying, or like it's sort of overstepped the mark and you're like, you know, you feel like it's a bit intrusive?
Get your drunk that won't leave you alone, but I'm a man of the world, you know. I'm 50, I've grown up with a lot of good mates and family and everything, so I sort of know how to handle most people, but not really, no. You know, most people are really polite, just pleased to see you, and it's been good. But you get the odd one, but that's life.
But John, traveling up and down the country to all these uni towns, surely you do get some drunken girls making weird requests when they see their hero of TikTok. I mean, how cautious, or, you know, sort of suspicious is your wife getting back at home?
We had a lot of turmoil through lockdown. Nearly lost all of our business, nearly lost our house because you couldn't go to work. So we're just grateful that we're earning money, first and foremost. But I'm, you know, listen, I'm an old man. When I go to these clubs and these young girls are there, I'm old enough to be their dad, possibly their granddad. So I know how to handle myself, and I'll make sure I'm always sober, and I'll make sure I'm always polite and respectful. But to be truthful with you, most of the young girls, they're just like, they see me as more of a father figure. So there's never really been anything like that, and I shouldn't think there ever would be, to be honest with you.
Archie, do you see Big John as a father figure? Obviously, you don't really have
no,
one.
No, I was gonna say, you know, when I do my appearances at Inferno's, a lot of girls say to me they see me as a father figure. I don't know whether that's just to make sure that I don't try it on with them.
Obviously, you're saying there quickly that COVID nearly ruined your life and your family's life. Archie said he's one of the sharpest business minds in the world, but I know, Big John, you, pre-viral fame, had to make some real big sacrifices and change your business completely during COVID. You're running a wholesale cheese supplier, but then the restaurants and hotels closed down. So what did you do to sort of adapt and stay afloat?
Well, we used to serve like a catering butchers, you serve restaurants, and he said, look, why don't you start selling meat to people's houses? And we had no online presence then, you know, we weren't well known at all. And Johnny helped me. We worked like 18, 19 hours a day. He used to do his like uni work when he came back, used to train. And we didn't really earn money. We just sort of turned money over, just so you could turn money around and pay your bills. And it was unbelievable, really. You know, we went from selling nothing to selling, like, I think one week we sold about £50,000 worth of meat. Right. And it was just crazy. But it was that period of time, you know, the first lockdown especially, where we used to sell eggs, we sold fruit and veg, and no one couldn't get enough of fresh food, you know. So, but it was a terrible, terrible time. But I'm glad, I'll never want to go through it again, but I'm glad we went through it. So our family sort of came together, and we all sort of came up with ideas of how we could keep everything going, and we all pulled together and all worked together. My wife was involved, my other sons were involved, and me and Johnny used to go out in the van and deliver, and it was hard work, but it was... When you look back at it, we all sort of come together at that period, so it was good.
Archie, obviously you're a great businessman. Do you have any inventions or businesses you'd like to pitch to John?
Well, John, I get people to invest in Biltong. I don't know if you've tried Biltong. It's dried meat, but that's one
of
the...
Yeah, I've seen Biltong. It's not really for me, but I know a lot of people that do like it.
Yeah. So that's my main way. But then obviously I have, like I discussed with John earlier, I have my naked exercise routine, which you can download the app and do it with me every morning. So that's a business that came out of lockdown. I haven't had too many people recently join the app, but that was quite successful during lockdown. Especially with
you might have a few niche people wanting to join the app. Yeah, so I'll be very careful.
Had a few guys from the Midlands. Two guys, I'll just give them a shout out. Gary and Warren. Hi guys. They're the main subscribers of the app, and we work out every morning together. Two guys, both in their 60s, have been a couple now for 20 years, but we really do enjoy it. Is it, you know, talking about coming together, we came together in lockdown doing naked exercises.
When you say you came together, right, okay, you actually came together.
Yeah, yeah, we came together on the app, worked out, and we do it every morning now together. It's brilliant. And we're so open, being naked together. As hopefully, you know, I'll get a chance to do that with Big John in the future with the Rottweiler. It'd be amazing. It really does help your relationship.
You won't get the chance with me, but Arnie Lou Rottweiler, he'd be more than happy to do it with you. Not over Zoom. We'll bring him around your house, and he can do it with you personally.
I'll talk to Johnny because he might be keen as well. I know. I'll leave him a voice note after this to see if we can arrange some form of naked workout.
See if he fancies it.
Well, Big John, obviously you are an Essex man through and through. But have you ever been to Southwest London? Have you ever been to Clapham? Seen the sights?
Listen, Joe Joyce, Earlsfield Boxing Club. We used to go there. Johnny spars there a lot, so we drive right through it. It's a very trendy area now, Clapham, isn't it?
Beautiful.
You know,
area.
So it's up and coming area. It's totally transformed. So yeah, nice, especially nice in the summer.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the BBC to do sort of an Attenborough-esque documentary on the Clapham Common because there's some amazing wildlife.
Place of interest for sure.
Yeah, there was a guy the other day actually at 5 o'clock in the morning practicing his golf swing with his sand wedge, which was lovely because there's. So it was the ground was wet. He was doing his golf swing, just chipping some balls into a bucket, and there were some beautiful sparrows wandering around. I just thought if you capture this on BBC One, lovely. It'd be unbelievable.
Lovely. That sounds very, very nice. Very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Big John, earlier you were talking about how you were a boxer back in Repton, you know, in the early days before moving into the cheese business. Can you tell us what the sport was about like in those days? I mean, you see Frank Warren talking about being shot. Did you ever come across some of those dodgy, dangerous clientele back in the days?
Yeah, listen, you've always known who them sort of people are, and you keep them at arm's length. You say hello and goodbye, and that's it. But yeah, he was. Listen, when I only boxed as an amateur, and it was a good sport back in the day. You know, a lot of young boys used to do it. It was no girls boxing then, just boys. But it brought a lot of people together because you could, in a boxing gym, you can have people from all walks of life, all different races. All different religions, but once you're in that boxing gym, everyone knows how hard boxing is, and you all become one. So this is why I believe it should be back in schools, not necessarily for fighting, but for the fitness element and to bring people together. It's a great sport, and people don't realise that it is a great sport for you know, integrating people together.
Well, in my office, when there's a disagreement, what we do is we get all the printers together as like a ring. And we get them to get their tops off, and we just say, right, three rounds of three, go. And the winner, if whoever wins it, gets the deal, gets the money at the end of the day. And it's a great, it's been a real positive movement in our office. Although one of my mates, Henry, he wiped the floor with Karen in the IT department, and then we have had an inquest into whether we can continue it. I mean, she had no hope. He was like. He was 17 stone and actually had boxed previously. She was 9 stone, lovely girl, but she couldn't keep her hands up. And even when she did, the jab went straight through, bang.
bit like you versus Pano.
Yeah.
You've got to keep the weight classes the same, otherwise it's not fair.
Yeah, but
and probably gender classes too.
Yeah, well, she wanted it. She was the one that started the argument. We put the printers together. Next thing we know, tops off, bam, Karen's on the floor, and there's an inquest going on. So until that's sorted out, we can't do it again. But Karen, if you're listening, I hope you're okay. I hope you're okay, babe.
Big John, is boxing still a dangerous sport? Is it still, you know, scary out there?
Of course it is. You know, in the business side of it, behind the scenes side of it, and once you get in the ring side of it. So you've got to have your wits about you. You've got to know what's right, what's wrong. And you've got to have good people advising you. Any up-and-coming boxers have good people around you because you know, a lot of boxers do get manipulated. They do get used and abused. And at the end of the day, it's the boxers that matter. No one else matters. If you didn't have the boxers, you wouldn't have the sport. So I believe they should be the ones that get looked after more than anyone. But it's not always the case, unfortunately.
Well, Eddie Hearn said that Johnny Fisher is the best-selling boxer since Ricky Hatton. He sells more tickets than anyone. The Romford Army, they're going up to Liverpool soon. But obviously, you're a big part of that, being the genius businessman you are. But is Eddie Hearn looking after the Johnny? Or is he going to fuck... Are we worried about Eddie Hearn? Because he's a bit cheeky.
All of us, when he took over his dad's business, we all said, oh, he's been given his dad's business. He's got a silver spoon. But Eddie has taken Matchroom to different levels. You know, he's a good businessman in his own right. But Eddie is a businessman, and you've got to know that. And you've got to be as ruthless as him when it comes to negotiations and when it comes to yourself. So, you know, Eddie's Eddie, and you've got to be yourself. So Eddie's got to make money, and you've got to try and make money. I don't think there's a lot of loyalty left in boxing or in sport in general. So you've just got to be loyal to yourself as much as you can, and do what's best for you at the end of the day. Look, Johnny's just come in.
Johnny.
Say hello.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Is it Archie?
Johnny, I've been asking your dad. He's not keen, but I'm saying, can I come over and do a naked workout? Some naked jumping squats, press ups, and sit ups.
I said he's not keen.
Yeah, do it with the Boschweiler.
Do it with a Boschweiler.
Johnny, can you just convince him it's the right thing to do? It could really help, you know, with the weight loss. I come in, I'll bring some boiled eggs, chicken, and broccoli, and we'll do some naked workouts in the morning.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
cheers.
We'll do it all together. You can have a play with Arnie afterwards as well. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. He likes a bit of chicken, especially if you shove it up your arsehole.
The only thing is, Big John, you'll need to provide towels because I do sweat a lot in the nether regions. But we can discuss it when I come over. I'll bring my own towels if need be.
Get Arnie to lick your arsehole afterwards.
Yeah, Arnie will lick that off. Don't worry about that. But listen, Johnny's birthday. We're going to go out for lunch.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to let you
Happy
go.
Birthday, Johnny.
Love and champagne, Johnny. Love and champagne.
Big John, we just want to finish off by saying, you and Archie are meeting for a dinner party Saturday night. You're both going to let loose and cut loose. What are you ordering for Archie Curzon? And Archie, if you take Big John to Clapham, what are you ordering for Big John?
I'm ordering for Archie the Full Works Chinese, shredded chicken chow mein, bit of sweet and sour chicken, roast duck Chinese style barbecue ribs, sweet and sour chicken balls, salt and chili chicken, salt and chili king prawn, and some kung po prawns. That's what I'm ordering for him, with some chips, prawn crackers, and curry sauce.
Well,
okay.
So, what am I getting?
Well, Big John, I'd be taking you out to one of the premier sushi restaurants in Clapham, but we'd start at my house with some boiled chicken thighs that are very succulent when you boil them in water. We'd probably just have a few beers and a wrestle, maybe do a bum funnel or two, and then we'd go to the local sushi place and have tuna sashimi, salmon sashimi, eel sashimi, some nuggery rolls, some salmon and avocado rolls, some boiled rice because it's filling and low in calories, and finished it off with some sake. And I really look forward to, you know, Johnny can come as well. He can get tucked into the sashimi as well. Then back to mine.
Sounds too posh for me.
No, then back to mine and get our tops and trousers off and do a few scrums. We'll obviously Vaseline each other up and then maybe do some beer pong.
Sounds good. If I can't make it, I've got a few special friends that could probably make it and join you.
I'm big for special friends. Big John, thank you so much.
Big Johnny,
happy birthday, my friend. Love and champagne.
All the best, lads. Take care.
Well, that was absolutely incredible. Thank you to Big John. What an absolute legend.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah, lovely guy.
Amazing, inspirational, actually.
Amazing that you can amass over 2 million followers on TikTok just from eating Chinese and saying Bosch.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Have you ever thought about doing that?
No, there's way too many calories in Chinese. And I want to stay in shape and live a long and lustrous life.
So, Archie, obviously we've been talking a lot about rugby this week and over the last couple of weeks, but we haven't really had a Falcon update. I know you guys pause now for the international window, but it is an international break this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing?
Yeah, we've got a game this weekend. It's an important weekend for us. You know, we've had a lot of lash during the Six Nations, but it's time to come together. I've actually called the boys in for 3 training sessions this week. So we had analysis on Monday at my house, which is great to have everyone over. I just cooked a feed and I just took them through not so much our rugby plays, but just some of the videos I've done in the past couple of years, which I think a lot of them...
What was the purpose of that?
Just good analysis on like why I'm so successful. And if we can replicate that in the team environment, I think we'd be even more successful. Then we had training on Tuesday, tried to see if anyone wanted to come back for more analysis on Tuesday night, but everyone had to get home. And then we've had training Thursday, game Saturday. Obviously, no Six Nations this weekend. So I said to the boys, just go and get a victory, head out and Clapham and take it down. We've got our midweek social. I tell you what, it's going to be loose.
I'm guessing you're not going to the Latchford.
No, we'll be going to Latchford.
Are you going?
That guy had no business. I'm going and I'm taking his
pants
off.
Have you heard of the London Media Rugby Club? He said, dominant force in South West London.
Heard of what? That rugby team?
Yeah, London Media Rugby Club.
It's like the first time someone told me they went to Shrewsbury. Right, I was like, okay, what is that? And it turns out it's a minor private school. I mean, that's a minor rugby club.
So you're still going down there?
I'm going down there and I'm telling Weta to walk straight in there, pull his pants down, and I'm doing a Guinness from his anus.
Well, if you guys want to see that, get down there. If not, please avoid it at all costs. I sure will be. Archie, I know you're a busy man, so I will let you obviously get on with your week. But thank you so much.
You've been hell of a podcast.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy.
Can you believe we're doing this every week?
I know, for free.
A weekly podcast for free.
I know.
Have people started liking, subscribing?
Well, if they haven't, they bloody must, you know, immediately. Because
can we get the names of the thousands of people that listen to this? And then maybe we can find their addresses and I'll go door to door and I want to look at their phone.
I think that's against data set of cybersecurity, but I'll try and find a way.
But there must be someone we can talk to who can look into that.
Well, I'll try
can
and find
can you write that down?
I'll write that down.
I'm going to get pissed off if I don't find out addresses.
Okay, all right, come
this
on.
Is what it's like to work for me, mate.
Okay.
I don't take no for an answer.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll look into
it. I'm sick to death of not knowing enough about the people listening to this podcast.
All right, mate.
I want to know address. I want to know weight.
Right,
I want to know a marital status and I want to know their address.
Well, that seems unnecessary.
No, I need to know it for reasons that I've just told you. I need to make sure people are liking, sharing and subscribing.
Okay, mate. All right, calm down.
I mean, every other podcast goes on about it, but do they do anything about it? We will be the first podcast to go in behind them in enemy lines and go get these people.
Like British Gas, go track them down.
Are we knocking a door? Open the door.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Do you listen to Ruby's podcast?
Yeah, occasionally.
Look at the state of you. Oh. Give me your phone. Have you liked and subscribed and shared?
No, I haven't. I
give you a phone here.
Oh my God, mate.
You haven't?
No.
Who the... do you think you are? Whelp. Either stop listening to podcasts or do as I say.
All right.
What are you going to do?
I'll rate it 5-star and say it's good shit.
Yeah. And also, hold on. Here's a 20K kettlebell I had in my rucksack.
Oh, thank
use
you.
It. Get in shape. Sort yourself out. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no surprise.
All right, mate.
Okay. I'm not married either. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm quite busy. I'm seeing my mates.
Okay, fine. I was going to say, don't drink any more unnecessary calories.
Okay.
You probably play for London Media Rugby Club, do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You little whelp.
All right, Archie Gerson, thank you so much. So that was a wonderful interrogation.
I'm just giving you an example.
That was a wonderful interrogation.
You look scared.
I was scared of you. All right. Good to see you.
I actually do know one address of one of the listeners because this one guy who works in my office. I know exactly where he lives. So I'm going to stop by his house and try that out because I've actually never asked him if he's ever liked, shared, or subscribed it. Right. I'll come back with results next week. All right, mate. See you later. I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I knew you wanted me. What you do? What you do? Made a move. Could have made a move. If I knew I'd be with you. I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.